Hello, this is a Small Stuff podcast coming from Cronulla Beach.
About to do our second episode.
At Cronulla Beach.
We're at Cronulla Beach in Sydney.
So that sound in the background is the waves.
The waves, yeah.
And maybe the wind.
So if the audio isn't great today, don't blame me. It's the Cronulla weather.
Yeah. I personally like it because, you know.
It's about 22. We should really complain because America's like minus 50.
I know. That is crazy.
I was watching an interview with a lady in Times Square the other night, and she was literally shivering to death, and she goes, I just want it to be over.
Oh, the poor thing.
I was like, bless her.
Yeah.
They can't even enjoy the New Zealand because it's so cold.
It's so cold. So
she was probably in a section where you can't just up and leave really easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, I just want it to be over.
I was like, oh. Poor thing.
It's so cold. Yeah, there is viewing everyone, and everyone was just like, it's freezing.
Yeah. Duh.
It's freezing. So, oh, God.
Pretty obvious.
It's like it is full on chill, though.
Yeah.
Over there. Too cold. I couldn't be over there. You'd hate to be a tourist, but you'd hate to be a tourist from Australia in New York right now.
I don't know, you're still in New York.
Can't really experience it. It's freezing and you can't leave your hotel.
Look, if I happen to just always be watching a Broadway show because it's too cold, I'm okay with that. They've got a lot of shows to watch.
That's true. You can still shop and you can still watch Broadway.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the workers then having to get to work.
Yeah. That sucks.
They might not be able to get there.
I remember when you lived in UK. That's the worst thing about winter. It's getting up in the morning. Like our houses, we've got central heating. So the house was like nice and toasty.
Yeah.
You step outside and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Why me?
Yeah.
You know, just freezing.
Yeah.
It is, the hardest thing is to get to work, especially when it's icy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of dangerous, right?
Like our roads, we used to get black ice on the roads.
Black ice? What's black ice?
It's like the super slippery one.
Ooh.
I think isn't black ice where it ices over and then it kind of
ice over ice?
Yeah, like defrosts a bit and then ices over again, so it's super slippery.
Oh, that's scary.
But once my car wouldn't go up because it kept slipping backwards on the black ice.
That is too scary. Yeah.
It was just rolling back down.
Oh, that's like one of my worst nightmares when I'm driving is like going backwards.
You have like no control over your car.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Yeah.
All right, so do you want to... Okay, so I'm a little bit into conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Because I think they are hilarious. However, have you heard, like, there's people that believe that the earth is flat? The flat earth believers?
Yeah.
So they literally believe that the earth is flat.
I remember my husband actually was talking about reading an article recently, maybe a couple of months ago, where they were talking about this, about the earth being flat.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, I said, when you go up in a plane, if you go up high enough, you can see the curve of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb are they?
Very. So this is what I saw on their Facebook thing, which is the flat earth believers, they don't believe Australia exists. They think it's a whole big hoax. All right. So I'm going to read it. It's a little bit long, but I'm going to read it. Okay. So this is what they've posted. Have you ever been to Australia? Australia is not real. It is a hoax. Made for us to believe that Britain moved over their criminals to some place. In reality, all these criminals were loaded off the ships into the waters, drowning before they could see land ever again. It's a cover-up for one of their greatest mass murders in history, made by one of the most prominent empires. Australia does not exist. All things you call proof are actually well-fabricated lies and documents made by the leading governments of the world. Your Australian friends, they're all actors and computer-generated personas. Oh, I can't even say that word. Part of the plot to trick the world. If you think you've ever been to Australia, you're terribly wrong. The plane pilots are all on this and have, in all actuality, only flown you to islands close nearby, or in some cases, parts of South America, where they have cleared space and hired actors to act as real Australians. Australia is one of the biggest hoaxes ever created, and you have all been tricked. Join the movement today and make it known that they have been deceived. Make it known that this has all just been a cover-up. the things these Australians says to be doing, all these swear words and actions based on alcoholism, MDMA, and bad decisions are all ways to distract you from the ugly truth that is one of the greatest genocides in history.
162,000 people was said to have been transported to this imaginary land during a mere 80 years. Obviously, they don't know that. And they are all long dead by now. They have never reached that promised land. Tell the truth. Stand up for what is right. Make sure to spread the word. Australia is not real. It's a code word for the cold-blooded murder of more than 100,000 people. And it is not okay. We will not accept this. Stand up for the ones who die. Let it be known that Australia does not exist. Hashtag Australia is does not Australia is not real.
So apparently right now we're acting in Cronulla Beach. God. It's hilarious. It just doesn't make sense. It's just you just don't even know where to begin. It just doesn't make sense.
Australia doesn't exist.
Yeah. And the thing is, there would definitely be some people that believe this that don't know about world things because of wherever they live in the world themselves. They might not have heard of Australia anyway. So they would believe this. Some people would definitely believe this.
Well, you know how they just keep finding in the Amazon just new tribes?
Yeah.
They've never even seen another person before.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know where Australia is. Mm. They wouldn't even know where UK is. Mm-hmm. They would have never even heard English before.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
Yeah.
They're the type of people that would believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Australia is real. I am an actor.
we can vouch.
However, I'm not that good an actor, I don't think. Yeah. So,
it's too funny.
Just don't know where to begin.
I don't even know where to start.
Because that would cost way too much to make all that up. I mean, this isn't the Truman Show.
So listen to Trump's tweet. He's such a hot mess. It's not only Pakistan that we pay millions of dollars to for nothing, but also many other countries and others.
Well, look, his English is really good, yeah?
Like, as an example, we pay the Palestinians hundreds of millions of dollars a year and get no appreciation or respect. They don't even want to negotiate a long overdue peace treaty with Israel. We have taken Jerusalem, the toughest part of the negotiation, off the table, but Israel for that would have to pay more. But with the Palestinians no longer willing to talk peace, why should we make any of these massive future payments to them? Thoughts on Trump's tweet?
I feel like he needs more full stops in there.
Like, I feel he needs to stop.
Grammar.
I love the facts. What I love about Donald Trump. I actually like Donald Trump. President Trump, should I say. And the reason I like him is probably good and bad. One, he doesn't give a shit. I think he's generally pulling America first, which I think as a world leader you need to do. It's just the way he's going about it.
See?
Like, he's alienating the other countries. Like, when he says about he's sorting out North Korea. Oh, sorry. Yeah, North Korea.
Yeah.
Which can only be a positive thing, because that country, what they're doing to their own people is so disgusting. Yeah, that needs to stop. Oh. So, I like the fact he's doing that. But when he's, like, saying about North Korea, this is not going to end well. I'm like, what are you, like...
But how can you just say that about just North Korea? Like, that's with every other country doing things to their own people.
Yeah, but I think with North Korea, I don't like the fact that if someone does something, even just speaks out.
But that's not just North Korea that does that. Other countries have that as well. That
they
problem.
Don't put, like, three generations in a slave camp.
Yeah, they do.
Like, what countries?
Well, I'm not going to say, because I don't want to get bombed. But, like, it's not just North Korea that's a bad country. And when you were saying, like, President Trump puts his country first, that's fair enough. You can put your own country first, but I don't believe that you should. I think you should put the earth first, as opposed to your country being the better country.
In terms of bringing money into the country and putting Americans in jobs, like, which he's very focused on, it is very important for people to be working and paying tax and contributing to the economy. So I think that side of it is just really...
But that includes the really rich people that need to pay tax as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And there's loads of countries out there. Greece, for example, a lot of this, you know, they're in shit because the rich don't pay tax.
Yeah. But then that's with all countries owe other countries money and money owe them, like, everybody owes each other money.
Yeah.
Let's just get rid of money altogether and go back to the bartering system.
Or just go to Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency.
I don't understand Bitcoin and I really wish I did.
Well, Bitcoin's just so expensive to buy Bitcoin now.
Well, see, that's what I don't understand.
You buy, like, a small share in it.
But what do you buy it with? Money. Yeah. So doesn't that defeat the purpose of Bitcoin? So do you need Bitcoin to buy Bitcoin?
You need hard cash to buy Bitcoin right now.
So then what's the point of having Bitcoin if you still need cash?
You know, you can buy property now with Bitcoin. There was this website. My husband was looking at this the other day. You can buy property in Switzerland with Bitcoin.
I wouldn't mind living in Switzerland.
Switzerland's a beautiful place. Beautiful country.
My cousin spent a year in Switzerland for her uni degree. So jealous. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Yeah. Austria is very beautiful. Actually, all around there, it's very, very beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to hear what my tweet of the week is?
Do you know what's great about Switzerland before we get to your tweet?
Yeah.
They're like vanilla, right?
And vanilla goes with everything.
Well, that's very true. Canada, Switzerland, and New Zealand. The three countries, very vanilla, didn't really get themselves into much trouble, do they? I would say the three most safest countries in the world. If it all went to shit.
Or Antarctica, but you know, that's owned by more than one country.
You know, after last week's pod, I looked at the hotel in Antarctica.
Oh, did you?
It looks really nice. It's like full on 5-star.
Awesome. Luxury. Can we do a podcast from Antarctica?
Let's make it.
Can we
happen.
Please have a sponsor from Antarctica? Yeah. All right. So my favorite tweet is the lovely Anna Kendrick, because she is awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Admittedly, this is an old podcast. I mean, an old tweet, not podcast, an old tweet.
Yeah.
But I think it's still so true. So it is. So her tweet is, "Sometimes the only reason I leave my house is so when someone asks me about my day, I don't have to say Netflix and avoiding responsibilities." Which I feel is true on most days for me. Because I really would just like to stay home and watch Netflix and avoid responsibilities. Being an adult.
I'm pretty much addicted to Netflix right now.
I don't even have Netflix and I'm addicted to Netflix.
You know, you can get Netflix, just like try it out for a month free.
Yeah, I know.
And it is worth it. Like, I've got Stan too, which for those that are listening that don't know what Stan is, it's like the Australian version of Netflix.
Oh, we do have an Australian Netflix.
Yeah. But Stan is focused on more on Australian content.
Yeah, which is good.
Well, it's great for Australia.
Yeah. I'm excited about the new picnic at Hanging Rock coming up.
What is it?
So there was this beautiful Australian movie in the 70s called Picnic at Hanging Rock, which was based on a book. And it was a beautiful film, and now they're doing a TV series about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I think is going to be on Stan, or it could be on something. Or maybe it's Foxtel. You know what? I don't really know. But
what? Just one of them.
Yeah. So it's set in 1904 on Valentine's Day down in Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's about a bunch of schoolgirls. They go to picnic at Hanging Rock. Like, it's a place to have a picnic. And then three of them disappear. Or four of them disappear. Three or four of them disappear. Like, just vanish without a trace. And so there's the whole mystery behind that.
So how old are they?
They're school kids, so they're like about 16, 17 probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And it's like this whole mystery around it because it's based on a book and a lot of people thought the book was true and all this. It's not. It's fiction, people. But, you know, the myth behind it is really interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I've got Foxtel as well, so I should be able to watch that.
And look, it'll be on one of those. Stan, Foxtel, Netflix. What's the other one? Isn't there another one? Presto?
I think Presto has gone in with someone else.
Oh, okay. Well, look, it'll be on one of those. Eventually.
There's a lot of TV now, isn't there?
There's so much TV.
This is why I don't watch movies anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched a movie for about 2 years.
But you can just wait till it comes on TV anyway.
Yeah, I find movies boring.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get into them anymore.
What if it's a feature-length TV show?
Yeah, I like miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah. I like watching TV if there's... Yeah, I'll watch like a miniseries if there's
or
like...
Or a TV show that's turned into a movie.
No. I like being able to just sit down and tune in every week.
Yeah.
The great thing about Netflix, though, is you can bulk watch.
Yeah.
So if you can't get into a show, you can just bulk watch, like, 4 episodes and you can get into it more.
Yeah.
Like, my favourite show is Nashville. Have you seen Nashville?
I've seen bits of it. My sister-in-law loves it.
I'm obsessed with Nashville. I love it so
It has
much.
An Australian in it.
It does.
Yeah. She's an awesome singer.
The girl that plays Scarlett.
Yeah.
Claire Bowen.
Yeah.
And it's got a Brit as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, Sam Palladio plays Scarlett.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds so English as well, normally. They did like a big tour around the UK last year and I was watching them on a morning show and then he came out with this real English accent and they were like, oh, you're English.
Oh, they did a tour of the UK. Why don't they come to Australia?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, Connie Britton. I love you.
Oh.
She's awesome.
Do you want me to give you a spoiler?
No, don't. Okay. You can't spoil it for other people either. I'll look it up anyway. I always look
spoiler
up spoilers.
Alert.
I looked up on IMDb the top 10 TV deaths of 2017. I don't ask me why I did, because I spoiled things for myself. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that person died on that show. Great, now I remember.
How crazy was it how many like people die, like well known in the industry?
I know.
It all just kicked off straight away.
I know,
well.
I was quite surprised. More early in the year as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah, sad.
Was it last year? It was last year, wasn't it? Or was it the year before?
It was like the end of 2016, beginning of 2017. So maybe the financial year.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if other countries what their financial year is. But Australia starts in
July
and ends in June.
Yeah, I think UK is like March.
Who knows why. And New Zealand I think is a month behind or a month ahead. Month ahead. Theirs is in end of May, beginning of June.
I don't
get it.
But yes, I love Nashville, but I remember when it first came out, I watched a couple of episodes, couldn't get into it, and then I was on a plane coming back from London, back to Australia, and they had like the first six episodes of season one on the plane, and I just watched them.
Look, you've got to give TV series 3 episodes. The first episode builds it up, so it's a bit blur. The second episode is never that good because they still don't know what they're doing. By the third episode, if you don't like it by the third episode, you're not going to like the series.
Yeah, and by then you kind of get to know who the characters are.
Exactly, and what they're doing and why. And,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good shows, actually. Have you seen The Good Doctor?
No.
But the lead character's autism.
Yeah.
It's actually very well done, I find.
Yeah.
I like the show. And then I was watching the Wisdom of the Crowd. Have you watched
that?
No,
what's that?
So
Wisdom of the Crowd.
Yeah, it's got Jeremy Piven in it.
Ooh.
So he plays a father. I think it was on a tech company, but his daughter Mia.
That's not called Wisdom of the Crowd here. Ooh, what's it called? Ooh, please let us know what that show's called because I know it's not called Wisdom of the Crowd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
It's been cancelled, though, in America. Well, I started getting into it. And I was like, oh, it's only going to 13 episodes now. So I basically just stopped watching it. I think we're up to episode 8 now.
That's like Firefly. I loved Firefly. It was a little bit slow for some people, a western set in outer space. I get it. But it's Josh Whedon. Who cares?
Yeah, Josh Whedon.
He is awesome.
What's he doing at the moment?
Because he just did the Avengers. No, I want to say Avengers. It's not the Avengers.
Is he doing movies now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go back to TV, Joe.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he does a little bit of everything.
I used to love Buffy.
Oh, obsessed with Buffy.
I loved Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back Buffy. Totally. It probably wouldn't work now with the same characters though, would it?
No. They're doing reboots of Charmed, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I just read in the paper they also might be doing a reboot of Mad About You. Or bringing back, because you know how there was Grace.
It around.
Yeah, because you know how Grace and Will and Grace came back, so they want to kind of do that with Mad About You.
Did you watch Will and Grace, the reboot?
No, I haven't because it's not on normal television.
I've watched the first 3 episodes. It just feels the same to me.
But is that a bad thing that it's the same?
I just feel they need to just grow up a bit. It's been 10 years. You know what I mean? The best character in that is Karen.
Yeah.
Like she just steals every single scene. Have you seen the actress being interviewed?
No.
I think it was Megan.
Yeah.
She's very different.
She's very different, yeah.
So I just love the fact that she's very different in real life.
I just like how the first couple of episodes of Karen is like, yeah, and she just kind of somehow found who Karen was.
Yeah.
Like, as an actor, that's just amazing to watch. All of a sudden, she just got it one day. She's like, no, this is actually Karen, and this is how it's going to be played now.
She got in her groove.
Yeah, she got in her groove, yeah.
Pretty awesome. She does nail that character.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I just feel the other characters are a bit, bit same.
But I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think it's already been done. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to Roseanne coming back next year.
This year, yeah. Are all the characters coming back?
Yeah.
Like, which sister? Because you know how Becky, how they had a different Becky for a while?
So they've got the original one.
Okay.
And then, her name's Sarah Chalk. She ends up in Scrubs.
Yeah.
So she played Becky, the second one. Becky. So apparently she's coming back as a different character.
Ah, interesting.
I don't know if it's a cameo or an actual role.
That'll be interesting.
Like, regular role.
I wonder how they're going to do that.
Oh. How are they going to bring Dan back? He died in the finale.
No, it was all a dream. Okay. Oh, spoiler. Oops. Well, you know, it was a while ago now. If you haven't seen it, it's your own fault. Yeah. Like Game of Thrones, if you don't know the spoilers by now.
Oh, God. Game of Thrones. Did you watch Game of
Thrones? I love Game of Thrones.
Same. We only got into Game of Thrones. We actually bug watched on Netflix about a few months ago. We finished. But it's like still another year until it's been released.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
I know. And everyone's going crazy.
I'm just annoyed because the books haven't gone further, and I'm the type of person that likes to know what's happening. Because I will find out, and I don't know what's happening, and it's so annoying.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it though. It's kind of crazy how that show is just.
Ooh, that wind.
Just, I know. That show's just gone crazy, hey? Everyone's like obsessed with it.
Do you know, I saw a poster of the TV show on a bus, and I told my dad about it. I was like, Dad, there's this thing called Game of Thrones that looks really cool. And he's like, oh, one of the guys at work has the book. And I was like, can I borrow the book? So I read the book first, and then my friend got like me the whole set for Christmas one year.
So when you read the book, was the TV show, because
there's so much more in the books,
as normal,
but the TV show, I personally think it does a great job, because it's hard to put that. You wouldn't be able to do it as a movie. You had to do it as a TV series.
Yeah.
There's so much there.
So in terms of the TV show, so I read that they changed bits for the TV show.
Yeah. For me, it didn't matter so much. I'm pretty sure there would have been a lot of people going, no, it has to be, like, they didn't like it. But so far, I think they're doing a great job.
Okay.
It's hard. It's a different medium.
Yeah.
It's like with film. It's a different medium to TV.
I think when you're reading a book as well, it's kind of like down to your own imagination and how you interpret it. When you're watching TV, it's how someone else has done.
The only time I've ever been really annoyed with a book and a film or a book and a TV is Interview with a Vampire. Because, spoiler alert, the film changed the ending. Like, it had, spoiler alert again, Tom Cruise's character biting Christian Slater's character. That doesn't happen in the book, end of the Interview with a Vampire. A different vampire, like, bites him later on in another thing. And so it just changed the future storyline, and that's what I didn't like.
Okay.
Because I loved that movie, because I thought they did a really good job right up until then.
I watched the movie, I don't even remember it. This is why I don't watch film anymore. I kind of just watch, and I'm like,
I remember it because it really annoyed me.
But yeah, I just love TV because you can get into it more. You know, you can tune in every week, you get invested in the characters and the
storyline. You can tune in every week to a movie.
Yeah.
You could just watch like bits of it each week. Treat it like a TV show. I mean, some movies are like a TV show because they just go on forever.
Yeah. And they don't really get anywhere though. How many times have I watched a movie and I'm just like, oh, that was a waste of 2 hours?
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. Wow. Now I just tune off. I kind of have my shows where, like, The Blacklist is good, we can bulk watch. We're only on season 3 at the moment, and I think they're up to 5 in the US. So we know we still have probably about 35 more episodes to go, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good because we can bulk watch it. I like bulk watching.
We call it binge watching.
Binge watching.
Binge watching, yeah. Apparently binge watching isn't good for you.
Why?
I don't know. That's just what they said.
You get obsessed with TV.
Well, it's like you spend all your whole weekend just binge watching a show instead of doing other things. It's like, I don't know why that's a bad thing. Or it's kind of like you don't wait around for it the next week. And it's like, I don't have time to wait around. I want to watch it now.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why people download.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
So that's the whole reason.
And yeah.
Also, some countries don't show the shows you want.
Yeah.
So you download them.
Yeah. Which is why it's good have it being able to download but also watch at the same time. Like, you can do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
So you can either watch it at the cinema or you can watch it at home. Cinema's an experience now.
Yeah. What's great about the cinema, they've got the whole Gold Class now where you can just
Spoiled by Gold Class. I don't know if I can go back to the common people.
No, last time I went to the movies, I went Gold Class. Last few times I've only been Gold Class, but it's been a couple of years since I've been. But I love the fact that you can just have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You can order a meal.
Yeah.
You know, you go in.
Chairs, you know, lean back. There's no one right next to you. You don't have to worry about sharing the armrest with a stranger.
Yeah. You just get that. It's just comfy. It is like sitting, almost like sitting in your lounge room.
But you're still sharing the experience with other people in the theatre.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like it's got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because there is something about sharing a movie with a bunch of people you don't know. But you also don't want them too close.
Yeah. The one thing I hate about cinemas is when people start talking.
Which is why Gold Class is good, because you can still kind of talk. But people can't really hear you because you're a bit more isolated.
Yeah, well, the good thing about Gold Class as well is there's less seats. So, yeah, there's less people around you.
Yeah. Wow, we're really upping Gold Class.
Yeah, Gold Class is good. They had to really do something with cinemas as well, because with people, you know, you had to create more of an experience with people downloading or not even going to the cinema as much, not paying money to go. They really had to up the ante, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, it can get, like, it's not cheap to go.
No.
It's not cheap to go.
There's also, like, outdoor cinemas as well.
Yeah.
Because that's also an experience.
They do that a lot in America, don't they?
Yeah. We've got it a few here, more obviously in the summer months.
Yeah. I'd love to go to a drive-in movie.
You've never been to a drive-in movie?
No.
I grew up going to the drive-in movies.
Oh, they do it here?
Yes. There's only one, unfortunately, now out of Blacktown. I used to always go the one at Bass Hill.
Okay.
I loved it. My mum and I used to go all the time. I spent a New Year's Eve at the drive-in with my mum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was a teenager, so, you know, wasn't allowed. Well, not that I wasn't allowed, but I didn't have friends that would go out. So mum and I went. I mean, it's a movie marathon. So they had, like, four or five movies, I think, for New Year's Eve.
So how does it work for someone that hasn't been?
You used to be able to have, like, a speaker attached to your car through the window. Don't have that anymore. You just turn on your car and tune in the radio. Comes through your own car speakers now.
Really?
Yep.
So, well, okay.
Yep.
So the sound comes through and then there's just a big screen.
Yeah, it's just a big screen, yeah. And you can watch it in your car. It's good because my mum used to smoke, so she could have a cigarette, even though I didn't want her to. But she could easily, like, the smoke would blow out and it'd be fine. And then you could have your own food, or you can go buy food. The Blacktown one is really good because they do, like, a 50s diner.
Oh.
So it's a bit of an experience as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have, I think from memory, they have, like, a 50s car kind of out the front. So it's kind of cool, like, the, you know, driving's back in American days.
Yeah, yeah. That's very American.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, we don't have them in the UK.
Oh, okay, we're going to have to go.
Yeah,
though you don't like movies.
We should do a podcast from there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good because you can also, once again, you can talk in the movies. I mean, like, while the movie's going, you can still talk in the car, no one will care.
Yeah.
Although, my friend and I, we went and saw, Justice League, Batman versus Superman, not the best movie, as everyone knows. And there was a guy trying to explain to his date about Batman and Superman, but he wasn't talking loud enough that we could really hear. It's like, could you speak up so we can hear your conversation? But yeah, it was good because we were like, well, at least we're having experience with a crap movie.
Yeah.
So it's not a complete waste of time. So you can either, like, buy for one movie or you can buy for two. Because
okay.
I have two movies going, but you don't have to see both if you don't want to.
So how much do you pay to drive in?
I think it's $11 per person, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
That's not too bad, though. They should charge per car, though, rather than per person.
Well, they might charge... I can't remember. It could be per car, it could be per person in the car. I don't know. But I know it's cheaper if you do two, maybe. You know what? I don't really know. I can't remember. Look it up on the website, people.
We'll look it up.
Do your own research.
Podcast, please subscribe. You can also find the Small Stuff Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.